owner.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing? I'm doing good, man. I'm doing great. Actually, what's up, man? Effing fantastic, because it's Friday, it's a good day. Minus my back.
It's going to be another nice day today, too. I was looking at the weather earlier, and if you were outside yesterday, it's going to be much like that, but a little bit better.
Yeah, mine is hunched over like Quasimodo right now. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yes.
No, that was the
No, that was Quasi. He said that. You could try to correct me one more, like the other time, too. No, that's Quasi. Quasimodo. You're thinking of Frankenstein.
No, yeah. See, Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein had a helper guy who looked like Quasimodo, but Quasimodo was a hunchback of Notre Dame. He was the guy up in the tower creeping on Esmeralda.
Wait, the Frankenstein helper isn't Quasimodo?
No. See, that's
sure?
I'm positive.
Isn't Hunchback of Notre Dame Quasimodo, right?
That's Quasimodo, yes. But the Dr. Frankenstein, all right, and Frankenstein's monster, yeah, he had a little, goofy-eyed hunchback.
Like hunchback guy,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but that wasn't
big eye?
Yeah, but it wasn't Quasimodo, though.
Really?
Yes, really.
Come on.
This is what I tried to explain to you last time. But you were so insistent.
So that guy and Quasimodo are two different guys.
Yes. Yes. They're two different famous hunchbacks.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I learned something today. I still don't believe it. I'm going to look it up.
You're going to look
it up. Better be right.
Yeah. Quasimodo was doing double duty, all right? He was ringing the bell in Notre Dame. He was chasing after Esmeralda, and then he was also helping build Frankenstein's monster.
I mean, if that is true, are you going to blame me for mixing that up? Come on. How many hunchbacks out there look like that, you know?
Apparently
that's
all.
Quasimodo. Come on.
Apparently that's the look. I don't know. So.
For a hunchback.
We just spent 2.5 minutes talking about hunchbacks, and I don't know how or why.
Yes, man.
That's where it all started. And that actually, you're getting that from Aladdin. Aren't
that's
you?
Aladdin?
Remember Aladdin when the genie turns into that guy? See, he's turning
into... The old guy?
Yeah, he's turning into the Quasimodo, or not the Quasimodo, he's turning into Dr. Frankenstein's assistant. That's who he's turning into from the movie.
Going deep into this, man. I guess I'm not going to do that impression anymore.
I mean, it works.
I don't know who I'm doing.
You're just doing a creepy hunchback guy, that's all.
Yes, master.
Yeah, that's what that is. Anyway, I digress. Now we've gone 3.5 minutes talking about a hunchback. Folks, yes. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Okay, I got two good ones, and I think I'm just going to shoot from the hip and go with this one. So there's a guy in Delhi Township, Ohio. Ugh, Ohio. And earlier this week, he stole 14 cases of Bud Light from a Kroger grocery store.
Whoa.
How do you steal 14 cases of beer?
He must have had a cart full, rolled them out.
Well, then after stealing these beers, he rolled the shopping cart back inside and tried to return the Bud Light because he told the staff that his wife bought the wrong beer. The employees couldn't confirm his story, so the guy stormed out with all the Bud Light. And when the store looked at its surveillance footage, they figured out what happened and they called the cops. Now the cops are trying to track the guy down. So was he actually trying to get other beer, or was he trying to just get money for the
money
beer?
Do you think that's
what it was, just the money?
You know, either way, moron, it's not going to happen. You can't do that. You can't walk out. I mean, can you? I don't know. I've never done that.
Sure, there's people that have. No, because if you don't have the big
thing,
you gotta
have a receipt, don't you?
Exactly. You got to have a receipt. And even with Walmart, who literally takes back everything. I mean, you could literally set something on fire. If you have the receipt, they'll be like, all right. But if you don't have the receipt, it could be brand new, fresh in the box. They're not going to take it back.
Not going to take it.
So I don't know what this guy was thinking.
Not to mention, it's beer. I don't think you can return beer, man.
No?
Unless the guy at the counter is cool and is like, all right, yeah, I'll switch them out for you. Like, no problem.
You know what I love? I've already been kind of practicing my dad jokes. You know, I got a baby on the way. One of my favorite ones is if I buy something like a beer or food and people are like, would you want a receipt? And I'm like, I don't think you'll want the return on this one. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Nah.
Get it? Because I'm probably going to ingest it and then it's going to come out. And sometimes I get a laugh. Most times I don't. But it's a good one to try back. No, I don't think I'll be returning this one.
<'Cause> to the toilet, I will be.
Maybe.
Or a bush while I'm golfing.
That's usually, yeah, that's what I, maybe that's what I need to add to that. That's the kicker right there. Would you like a receipt for your six pack of tall boys? Nah, I don't think I'll be returning this unless it's to a bush on the golf course. Stupid. Stupid.
Nice dad joke. Yeah, you and your New Balances, man, killing it.
Just crushing it. That's my whole stand-up routine. All right, there you go. That's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.